أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. In the surah, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad, we read that Allah Ta'ala shows us and introduces us to Himself, that we know Allah Ta'ala. When we make our namaz, all our ibadat, we read our kalima, that we know who Allah Ta'ala is. And this Allah Ta'ala is done right from the beginning of the Quran Sharif, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And there also Allah has given us the details of who Allah Ta'ala is. And we should make an effort that we have this in front of us when we are making our namaz. Similarly, in the ayat, Ayatul Kursi, Allah has given us a detailed description of who He is. And then in the famous ayats of Suratul Hashr, who Allah Ta'ala is, the qualities of Allah Ta'ala, and throughout the Quran Sharif. And yet at the end again, beautifully Allah, so to say, summarizes it and says that we know who Allah Ta'ala is. In the previous two ayats, the beginning ayats of the surah, those qualities which are in Allah Ta'ala, that we understand them. That Allah is Ahad, He is one. There is nobody like Him, there is nothing like Him, He is the only one. And that we have that within us and we understand that who Allah Ta'ala is, the oneness of Allah. And that is really the cornerstone of Islam. The oneness of Allah, Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. And mashallah, there are many, many ulama in the world who work very hard to establish the oneness of Allah. And wherever any person falters in this amongst the Muslims, then they would immediately bring them to book and make it clear that this should not be done, that only the oneness, there should be no shirk in Allah Ta'ala at all. And then Allah explained His other qualities, that He is as-samad. He is totally independent. He is not in need of anyone whatsoever. And the real fact is that the rest of the creation is fully in need of Allah Ta'ala every moment. If we just have to think this morning, if we perhaps opened our curtains or we walked out of our house, that everything is in order. The trees are standing on the places, the houses, everything. This is solely by the command and the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, if Allah wished to, with or without reason, Allah could destroy everything. He could have destroyed us also. And the very fact that we are so sinful and so unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, our ibadat is also so wrong, then Allah had the full right to totally destroy us. But that we are still sitting here comfortably, we are with one another, there is only the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is that great being who is totally independent of the creation, and the creation, every moment we are fully, fully dependent on Allah Ta'ala. Whether it be the whole world, whether it be our conditions around us, whether it be ourselves, our bodies, our eyes, our brains. A person wakes up in the morning and he might be such a learned person, but he's completely just, he loses everything. He doesn't know which day it is, he doesn't know where he is, he doesn't know what is happening. These things are happening around us. Who is it that keeps us properly? Nobody else but Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is that great being. That great being, and these are those qualities which are in Allah Ta'ala. Now in the next two ayats, the last two ayats of the surah, Allah explains those qualities which are not in Allah and which people have attributed to Allah. So we have to take that also out, the negative aspect. The positive also must be there, and the negative things which people have put with Allah and which Allah is not, that we also have to believe in. Lam yalid na kisi ko jana. Allah hasn't given birth to anyone whatsoever. Neither are the Malaika the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. As the Mushrikeen of Mecca used to believe that the angels are the daughters of Allah, na'uzu billah. Allah has got no children whatsoever. Or as the Christians believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Allah. Na'uzu billah, Allah has got no children, no son, no daughters. Or as the Jews used to say that Uzair is the son of Allah. He is not the son. Allah has got no children whatsoever. He is that being that has not given birth to anyone. And that also shows his quality of Ahad and Samad. Because a person who has children becomes dependent on his children. So Allah Ta'ala, Allah will become na'uzu billah old. Allah needs support, somebody to take over the reins now. Allah Ta'ala is since ever, Allah will be forever. So, and Allah does not become weak, Allah does not become tired, sleepy, nothing. Allah is Allah. That proper belief of Allah we have to have. And this is not only when we make namaz, if we have this proper yaqeen, we will trust on no one else but Allah. And we will know Allah is the sole doer and He does everything. And if that yaqeen comes into us, which the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam had, the Sahaba had to a full degree, they controlled the world. Nobody could stand against them. And the great, great powers of the time fell at their feet when this yaqeen was made. And the surah might be small, we might be reading it very much, but we don't pay attention. It is a surah that will bring that yaqeen into us. Walam yulad, or na kisi se jana, and Allah was not born to anyone. Shaitan comes to a person, in the Hadith Sharif it comes, that when Allah has created everyone, and everything belongs to Allah, then from where is Allah Ta'ala? So those are thoughts that we should not even entertain. Our yaqeen that Allah was since ever. There is no beginning of Allah. Allah is all the time. And there is no ending of Allah. Allah is forever. Huwal awwal, huwal akhir. Allah is that first, that there is no first before Allah. He is since ever. So Allah has not been born from anyone. He has not been given birth to by anyone. He is the one and the absolute. And no matter what shaitan brings wasawis in our minds, we should just put it all one side and just say that Allah has been since ever, Allah will be forever. The present world, everything can get finished and will get finished. Allah will be there all the time. Allah was when this world wasn't, and Allah will be there when this world won't be there. So Allah is that great being. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ or na uske jor ka koi, and there is nobody that is a partner to Allah. Allah is one, that is again that very quality of Ahad and Samad, that Allah Ta'ala has got no partner. Allah has got laysa kamithlihi shay, nothing is like Allah Ta'ala. Allah is absolute, nobody and nothing is like Allah Ta'ala. Allah is free from all those qualities which we perhaps need as human beings. Allah is absolutely free from them all. So we should have this firm belief, and these qualities of Allah, Ahad, Samad, Lam Yalid, Walam Yulad, Walam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad, they are such that they change the world about. They are such that du'as are readily accepted by this world. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a very great sahabi, says one time he entered Masjid Nabawi with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A sahabi was making namaz and dua, and in his dua he said these words, Allahumma inni as'aluka, O Allah, I beg of you, I ask you, bi anni ashhadu, by this wasta and by this means that I bear witness, Allah ilaha illa ant, that there is nobody else besides you, al ahad, al samad, alladhi lam yalid, walam yulad, walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. The very words of Surah Surah Ikhlas, he said these words. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him ask whatever he wants to now. By these words, Allah will accept those du'as. So these are very, very valuable words, very simple. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anni ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant al ahad as samad alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Then the du'as are readily accepted. So these are very valuable words that we have been taught, and the Surah Ikhlas is a people, great people, Sahaba, that have been entered into Jannat just because they love Surah Ikhlas and they read Surah Ikhlas all the time. So how much we have yaqeen on this surah, a very great surah, so much we will benefit in deen, dunya and akhirat. May Allah bless us with these realities.